Father, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name, glorify thy name, glorify thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love.
Okay, friends, we're back here with another update here at WCNO. Our time is 7:48. We've got about 12 minutes now left in our matching funds challenge. Karen, why don't you give them those phone numbers once again?
Toll-free 888-221-8990, and in the local area 772-221-1100. Again, 888-221-8990.
All right, well, we have a friend of the ministry, my friend, up in Port St. Lucie calling in. I got to speak to her, said she's praying for me and praying for our family, and we appreciate that. She went to Israel with me some time ago, and she just wants to be a friend of the ministry. Said, don't use my name this morning, but she's giving a gift of $100. That's going to be matched with $100. Our friends at Tyville Assisted Living Facility in Boynton Beach are giving a gift this morning of $100. That's going to be matched, Bob, with
$100.
And that becomes a $200 gift. I'm just seeing if you're awake over there.
I'm not.
Me either. And then Kenneth from Stewart calling in with a gift of $150. Good morning to you, Kenneth, from right here in Stewart. Your gift of $150 is being matched with $150. And then I got to speak to a sister, said, she's giving for the first time. She said, I've been listening for about 12 years, I think she told me. She said, everything you said about listening in the car is true about me. And she is calling in this morning, wanting to remain anonymous, giving a gift of $25. And that's going to be matched with $25. And she says, we have the best music. I think... she's right. And we're very grateful and thankful to you wanting to remain anonymous. A gift of $25. And sister, you become what we call an angel around here. And so her angel gift of $25 being matched with $25, that leaves us $130 to go in matching funds with 10 minutes left in this challenge.
We take Christian radio for granted. I'm talking with two individuals, actually three, if I count one other place. In other parts of the world, where trying to get a Christian radio station is very difficult to do. One location is in Nigeria. An individual, a pastor, has had this dream of a radio station in the city in which he lives, a city of 500,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just praying to get maybe 500 or 1,000 watts to maybe cover most of their community. And they're looking at the financial burden to do it in a country like that, the difficulty with government in Nigeria to get a license to build a station like that. And here we are. We have Christian radio in the United States. We just take for granted that it's going to be there for us. Mm-hmm. But it cannot be there, the type that we're doing, unless you're supporting that kind of Christian radio. Another individual I'm dealing with is a minister in Pakistan who would love to see Christian radio in Pakistan, but imagine how difficult that process is going to be.
It might be almost like trying to sell snowballs in Hades.
You're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to rely on signals coming in on international shortwave to reach into the country.
That's
because
right.
Because even internet is not going to be all that reliable. It came to mind this past week. I've got a very good friend who's a missionary in Ethiopia. He has been there for a number of years in a community called Gambela. And he has built a university, a college, a high school, an elementary school, an orphanage, mm-hmm. a church. It's quite an operation. And they've built this in a country that is in a continual civil war. When you think about it, Ethiopia is not a stable government. And for a while, we couldn't even contact him because of their civil war, they had to cut off the internet.
Yeah. So, well, they do that around the world, and we are very blessed. Listen, we've got another gift here from Mamon from Port St. Lucie, giving a gift of $20. That's going to be matched with $20. We only have $110 left in matching funds available from our friend there in Wellington, and $110 to go. We have about 7 minutes now left in this matching funds challenge. We are trying to get this done before 8 o'clock this morning, so you still have time to call 888-221-8990. That's a toll-free number. One-time gift of $20 a month. A monthly gift of $20 a month would more than take care of this. A one-time gift of $100, a one-time gift of $10 would do it. And just a couple of calls and we can have this done. That toll-free number, 888-221-8990. We also have a prayer request. They called, said they can't give right now, but they love the station very much and they get a lot of inspiration from it. And a prayer request for Elaine's eyes to heal, calling in from Del Rey. So Heavenly Father, we lift up Elaine to you today. We pray, dear God, for her eyes. We don't know the problem there, but we know, God, she needs healing in her eyes. We pray for her vision. We pray, dear God, for any infection, any discomfort, any pain that she may be having in her eyes, cataracts, whatever they might be. We just pray to God, Lord, that you'd open up her eyes. We know that the Lord Jesus took clay and spittle and anointed one's eyes with it and told them to go wash. And when they did, their eyes were healed. We know, God, that you have restored vision to blind Bartimaeus. And we pray to Father God that right now that you would touch Elaine and minister to her eyes today in Jesus' name. And amen. Well, friends, we are going to get to a song. We've got phones ringing. We have calls coming in. We have $110 left in matching funds. And that number again, Bob, that they can call?
Is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Or locally, 772-221-1100.
Well, friends, those phone lines are open at 888-221-8990 to make your pledge of support. And we want to thank Deidre from Lauderdale calling in and giving a gift of $20 a month over the next 6 months. That's $120. That's going to put us $10 over that challenge. And then Junior and Marine from Port St. Lucie giving a gift of $50. That's putting us $60 over the challenge here this morning. We've got a whole minute and a half left.
Just in the nick of time.
Just in the, by the hair of our chinny chin chin. Well, everybody's got hair on their chin but Karen.
Well, let's put it this way.
That's a good thing.
We may have a minute and a half left on this challenge, but the challenge still is to get to the entire operating budget for the next 6 months. And it's exciting to get to this plateau, but there are still more plateaus as we climb this mountain.
That's right. Matter of fact, that took us up to a grand total of $73,639. We've got $121,361 to go. All right. And so Deidre from North Lauderdale giving a gift of $20 a month over the next 6 months. Junior and Marine giving a gift of $50. That took us $60 over the challenge. We've added $2,060 to our total. And that means we've climbed another $1,000 rung on the ladder. So we're going to hear our doxology.